Lord, we just pray that you'll bless us as we study today.
弟兄们，祷告呢，就哎，我们刚开始学习的时候，您赐福给我们。
We thank you for all your kindnesses to us.
感谢您对我们所有的慈爱。
We pray that you'll help us as we study today. Help us to understand your love for us.
现在我们就祷告，在我们学习的时候，您会帮助我们，帮助我们去理解您的爱。
So for each one here and on Zoom, and will be coming, we pray for each one. Bless us all, we pray.
现在就为每个人，还有在众目上的，还有可能要来的，所以我们祈求您的赐福给我们所有的人。
And we ask all this again in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们再一次呢，祈求这些是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So we are studying, we're going consecutively through the verses of Exodus. And the logic flow of the presentation is interesting. We'll get to that, but we're going to start out today in verse 23.
因为我们一直在学习出埃及记呢，出埃及记是逐句的去学习，学习这里面的这个，我们是都了解这里面的一个逻辑流程。那么说今天呢，我们要再次开始学习是出埃及记25章第23节。
Verse 23 says, you shall also make a table of acacia wood. 2 cubits shall be its length, 1 cubit its width, 1.5 cubits its height.
第23节说，你要用那个皂荚木做一张桌子，长2肘，宽1肘，高1肘半。
So Moses is up the mountain, and the Lord is giving him instructions.
所以主耶稣呢，他去到山上，主呢，那摩西呢，去到山上，那个主呢，给了他一些指示。
Remember, he's been waiting now for 40 days for these instructions.
所以大家记住，他呢，为了这些指示呢，等了40天。
If you'd been waiting for 40 days for instructions, and you got some instructions, what would you do?
如果你等了40天才得到这样的指示，你得到指示以后，你应该怎么做呢？
I think I'd get a pad and start making some notes.
我认为呢，我有一个那个，就是说是笔记本，我开始写笔记。
And the Lord says, I want you to make a table.
就是说我要你做一张桌子。
This is how long, this is how wide, this is how high, I want you to do that.
这个呢，长是多少，宽是多少，高是多少，你怎么做呢？
And you shall overlay it with pure gold and make a molding of gold around it, or all about it.
第二四节说，你要包上金金，四围镶上金牙边。
And you shall make for it a frame of a handbreadth all around, and you shall make a gold molding for the frame all around.
桌子的四周做1掌宽的边，边上镶着金牙边。
Verse 26, and you shall make for it 4 rings of gold, and put the rings on the 4 corners that are at its 4 legs.
第26节说，你要做4个金环，安在桌子的4角上，就是桌子4角上的4角。
Okay, so are you getting the description?
你呢，就是听到了这些描绘吗？
And probably at this point you say, I don't know what this is, but I think it's going to be pretty. It'll look nice.
就是说呢，到这个点上呢，你说呢，我不知道这到底是什么，但是看起来肯定很美。
The rings shall be close to the frame as holders for the poles to bear the table.
因为这个呢，就是说是昂环子的地方要进桌边，可以抬杠台，可以撑杠台脚，桌子。
So this isn't just a table. This is a table that's going to have to be carried.
所以这是不仅仅只是个桌子，这是个桌子呢，要抬着走的。
Verse 28, you shall make the poles of acacia wood and overlay them with gold that the table may be carried with them.
28节说你要用皂荚木做2根杠，用金包裹以便抬桌子。
So you got a good imagination. How much do you think this table is going to be worth?
因为你们大家也很有想象力，那么说呢，你知道这个桌子要值多少钱呢？
That's a lot of gold.
很多的金子。
How much do you think the table is going to weigh?
因为那个桌子有多重吗？
Well, gold's pretty heavy.
金子都非常重。
I've never had a trouble trouble carrying gold because I've never had any gold. But if I did, it would be heavy.
因为我们没有这样的麻烦去那搬金子，因为我从来没有什么金子。 如果我要搬这么多金子，肯定很重。
29, and you shall make his dishes, its pans, its pitchers, and his bowls for pouring. You shall make them of pure gold.
而且就说你要做桌子上的盘子、勺子、盖子和碗，这都要用金金制作。
And what's missing from the story?
这故事里差点什么？
Well, what's missing is why?
所以呢，错过的是为什么？
And so it's in verse 30 that you get the conclusion, and you shall set the showbread on the table before me always.
你第30节呢，你得到这个结论，你要在桌子上，在我面前常摆陈设饼。
Okay, what is this table for?
那么这个桌子是干什么呢？
This is a table on which you can put some bread.
这个桌子呢，是在这个桌子上呢，你可以放点陈设饼。
And it's not going to be ordinary bread, it's going to be show bread.
这个不是普通的，那个饼是陈设饼。
And if you were there, what would you do next?
如果你在那里，下一步你做什么？
Well, you might say, why?
你可能说为什么呢？
Now, frankly, writing like that from verse 23 to verse 30 is not recommended when you go to composition school.
这里面呢，坦率地说，从23节到30节，那这并不是说是在你去一个什么制作这些东西学校可以学到的。
When you go to learn how to write, they tell you, tell them why you're doing this. Don't leave the whole thing hanging. Tell them as you go along. What's this all about?
因为当你呢，他们教你写作的时候呢，他说呢，你要告诉他们为什么这个做呢，是干什么的，不要只是把那些写出来，闲在那里，不告诉人家什么事，要继续写下去。And
Moses might have said, well, it's true, Lord, it's a beautiful table. It's going to look really nice somewhere, but why?
那摩西呢，有可能说呢，这是一个非常漂亮的桌子，应该也很值很多钱，但是为什么呢？
So do you think God made a mistake when he didn't tell him why?
因为神呢没有告诉他为什么是犯了个错误吗？
And the answer is no.
答案是,
God made no mistake.
所以答案是不是的，神永远不会犯错。
Why then didn't he tell them, why didn't he tell Moses ahead of time why he had to do this? Why didn't he tell him?
为什么呢？不告诉他，提前告诉他要他去做，他为什么要做这些事情呢？为什么他不提前告诉他呢？
And the answer is a very important principle.
答案呢，是一个非常重要的原则。
It is more important for you to learn to do what you're told than to understand why you do what you're told.
因为呢，你被告知去做什么东西呢？你照着去做，比你知道为什么要去这样做要重要的多。Have
you ever noticed that little children are taught to do what they're taught to do without explaining why they do it?
你有没有注意到呢？那些小孩子啊，他被教去做什么，去做他教要做的事情，而不解释，也不告诉他为什么要那么做呢？
A child can't understand why.
因为一个孩子他不知道为什么。
You tell him, don't eat that.
你告诉他不要吃那个东西。
And he says, why?
他说为什么？
And you can't say, if you eat it, you'll get a worm, and the worm will work in, and 5 years from now, you might die. He doesn't understand that.
你有可能告诉他说，如果你吃，那你肚子里要长个虫子，这个虫子长到5年以后呢，你有可能死了。这一点呢，他完全理解不了。
All of which is to understand a most important principle for us to follow. And it goes like this. As new Christians especially, we do what God says without understanding why.
所以这些呢都告诉我们，那作为我们是一个基督徒，那是一个重要的原则，尤其是新基督徒，你去照着神说的去做，尽管你不知道为什么。So
when I was in my late teens and in my early 20s, we had a youth leader here whose name was Robert, and his phrase went like this. He said, understanding can wait. Obedience is now.
这个里面当我还十七八岁、二十岁时候，那我们的这里呢，我们一个叫Robert的人教导我们说呢，他有个非常有名的话，他就说呢，理解可以稍微等一等，但是顺服呢是马上的。That's
important, isn't it?
这个很重要，是不是呢？
Children have to learn that.
孩子们必须学会这点。And
adults have to learn that in life.
成年人在他们的人生中也得学会。It's
true. When we get older, we have the abilities to learn more, to understand more. But if we wait to obey until we understand, we're not going to get very far.
这个里面就是这个也是真的，就是当我们呢年纪大的时候呢，我们可以理解更多的东西，也可以了解更多的东西。那么说呢，如果我们只等到我们理解了或者了解了以后再去顺服呢，我们一辈子做不了什么。So
Moses, you've got to learn it now. You have got to make it the way I told you to make it.
因为摩西呢，你必须呢照着我照着说的去做。
I suppose that there are a lot of little children who make big mistakes in life because they basically say, Mommy, if you can't explain it to me, I won't do it.
这个里面呢，我假设呢，有很多孩子们在他们的人生中呢，犯了很多的错误，因为他们说呢，我不会去做妈妈，直到你给我解释清楚。
Don't treat God that way.
不要那样去对待神。
All right, so we've got this table, and Roy is going to show us what it looks like. So Roy, I don't know if I can find it for you. This is number one, that picture. Can you show us that picture?
Okay. 所以这个呢，就是我们后面呢有一些那个图片。图片呢，它首先要跟大家显示的呢是那一个，我们来给大家看看。
That's the one I want.
这就是他要的。
That is the artist's expectation of what that probably looked at based on the verses we just read.
这是一个艺术的创作，是基于我们刚才读的那些经文的来说呢，看起来好像是的样子。
And at the top now, you can see 12 loaves of bread.
因为在那个顶上呢，你可以看到12条面包。
This was a table that was designed to carry 12 loaves of bread.
这就是那个桌子设计成呢，就是搬那12个面包的。
And some people say that the loaves look like that. Other people say, no, the loaves probably were flat loaves, unleavened loaves, and there were six in this pile, six in that pile.
有些人说呢，就是那个面包呢，不是看起来像那个样子的，应该是扁的，而且是没有酵母的。这边呢，六个，那边六个，是这样的。
All right, so the question then is, what on earth does that mean?
现在问题是呢，在地球上这个到底是什么意思了？And
we're going to find out as we go through our studies that there is going to be a temple or a tabernacle, a tent in which God will dwell, and in that place in the tabernacle, this article of furniture will be there.
这个里面后面我们学习的时候，他会知道呢，就是说是有一个帐幕，或者说是圣殿要建造起来，神会住在里面，在那个圣殿里面呢，有一个家具是看起来像这个样子的。
And it's a picture of the fellowship that the Christian has with God.
这个里面是一个图景，就是说是基督徒呢和那个神之间的这样的一个亲密关系。
God is going to be living in this tent. This will be in the tent, and the 12 loaves of bread are there symbolizing food for the 12 tribes of Israel.
这个神呢会住在那个帐幕里面，帐幕里面呢，他们要这个家具呢要放在里面，这个放在里面的12个饼呢，就是陈设饼呢，代表12以色列的12个支派。
How did the children of Israel survive when they were in the wilderness?
那个就是以色列人他们在旷野的时候怎么样生存的呢？
God gave them food to eat every day. The food was called manna, and it came down from heaven for them every day except Sunday. Sorry, except Saturday.
因为神呢赐给他们这样的食物，在旷野里给他们吃，他们每天都可以吃。这个东西呢称之为玛纳，玛纳呢每天会从天上降下来，除了星期六以外。
And that taught them that food from God was how they were going to survive.
所以在这个教导他们，就是说是从神降下来的粮食，这样他们可以生存。
Now, if you're a Christian, you've trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, and God has become your.
所以如果你是个基督徒，那你相信的主耶稣基督为你的救主，神成为你的
Father.
父。
And what's the Father do?
父做什么呢？
Father gives the children something to eat.
父亲呢给孩子们的什么东西去吃？
God is our Father.
神是我们的父。
And God wants us to eat. And so this is a picture of the food that God has for his people. And it is in the tabernacle. And it is for the people of God to eat.
神呢，他呢就是想要我们呢吃有东西可吃，所以这个上面这个东西呢，就是说是那样一个图景，推荐呢就是说是当时呢在那个会幕里去服侍的那些人呢，他们有的吃。Now
in particular, they didn't eat it every day. It was a picture, not a reality for them.
所以呢，就实际上呢，他们并不是每天都吃，这只是一个愿景，而不是一个真相事实。
But you and I are encouraged to remember that Jesus Christ is the bread who came down from heaven. John chapter 6, he's the bread that came down from heaven, and we are to eat from him.
所以这个里面你我呢都被提醒的，就是在约翰福音第六章里，主耶稣基督他是天上降下来的粮，我们要吃他。
So we read our Bibles every day, and we fellowship with him every day, and it's like eating food all the time.
这个里面呢，我们每天读圣经，我们每天和他有这样的亲密的关系，这个呢就是一个画面，我们就是说是每天都在吃东西。
All right, do you understand that fully?
你完全理解这一点吗？
You say no.
你说不理解。
Did I explain it very well?
我那个解释得很清楚吗？
And I say no.
我说不会，没有。
Is it very important?
这个非常重要吗？
Yep.
是。
Does it matter if we understand it? Not really.
我们理不理解重要吗？ 并不一定。
Jesus is the bread of God. We have got to eat of him. We don't know how, but we read our Bibles and we pray and we say, Lord, I am going to learn to feed on you.
因为主耶稣基督是天上降下来的粮，我们要吃它。我们不知道怎么去吃，但是呢，我们知道呢，我们每天要读圣经，我们要祷告，我们要跟主耶稣基督说呢，我要您呢喂养我。
Okay, why the poles in the side through the rings?
所以这个环子里为什么两边有那个抬杠呢？
Because when the children of Israel went on their marches, this went with them, and the priests had to carry probably one man on each of the ends of those two poles, four priests carrying that particular table.
所以这个里面，因为以色列人在旷野里，他们要行走的时候呢，行走的时候他们要把这个呢，祭司要他们把这个抬着跟他们一起走。那么祭司呢，有可能找四个人一头一个，把这一个桌子抬着跟着他们一起行走。
Why four men to carry it?
为什么要四个人抬
？Probably because it weighed so much.
有可能呢太重了。
It's acacia wood overlaid with gold. Acacia wood is very heavy.
所以这是皂荚木，皂荚木呢用金子包的，皂荚木呢是非常重的。
Gold is much heavier.
那个金子要重得多。
And so probably they had four men to carry it because it weighed a lot.
有可能他们四个人抬，那是因为太重了。
All right, so, that's verses 23 down through 30.
也就是呢，二十三节到呢三十节。
But last week we were studying verses 10 down through 22.
但上星期呢，我们从第十节呢写到了二十二节。
And what we studied last week was the Ark of the Covenant.
我们上个星期学的呢，就是那个约柜。
So Roy is going to go back and show us a picture of the Ark.
今天我要回来跟大家呢。
That's it. Very good.
分享这个约柜，你们马上就看到了，非常好。
All right. So you'll notice that that Ark looks very like this.
你们大家注意到呢，跟他手上拿的东西非常像。
This is a model.Of the ark.
这是约柜的个模型。
And you can see that it's a box.
你可以看到一个柜子。
With some rods in it so that you can carry it.
所以呢，有杠在里面，所以你可以去抬。
And inside is just a pretty big box.
所以呢，在里面呢是一个大的箱子。
I'm not sure how big the numbers are given to us.Where are they?
因为我不确定这个有多大，但是这个数字在里面给我们了，我们在哪里看
？I'm reading the wrong line, so I can't see who's found the
verse 10.
Okay, it'll be 2.5 cubits length, a cubit and a half wide, and a cubit and a half high.
这个里面有二肘半，宽一肘半，高一肘半。
So it's going to be just as high as the ark.As the table of showbread.
这个里面呢，跟那个就是说陈设饼的桌子差不多高。
And just as wide, but it's going to be 2.5 cubits long.
现在就是也高也差不多，但是呢，这个但是长呢有二肘半。
And these earlier verses tell us that inside of this ark is a copy of the Ten Commandments.
所以呢，前面呢那些经文呢告诉我们，就是说是在里面呢有那个十诫的石板。
So this is one of the five commandments. The other commandment is in here as well. If I can get it out, it's not easy to get out.
你这一半呢是五诫，那么另一五诫呢在里头，它很难把它拿出来。
Okay, so these ten commandments were in the ark.
所以这个呢十诫在里面。
What do the Ten Commandments symbolize?
这十诫呢，象征着什么
？The law of God.
神的法律。
So this is the Ark of the Covenant, and it contains the law of God.
你这个是约柜，约柜里面呢，就是装着神的法律。
This particular Ark is also a picture of God.
所以这个里面呢，就是说是那个约柜呢，基本上是神的一个画面。
What do we know about God and the law of God?
我们对神了解多少？神的律法了解多少
？God keeps all those laws.
神呢，他守了所有的律法。
Would you remember that? God keeps all those laws.
你要不要记住求你记住这一点，神呢，他守住所有的律法。
Which of those laws do you begin to appreciate? There's 10 laws, 10 commandments. Which one do you immediately appreciate?
在这个里面呢，就是说是有十诫，十诫的那么哪一诫你是就是说是最感激的，就马上就会你很感激的呢
Well, most of us say we like the law that says thou shalt not bear false witness. Did you know God has never lied to you?
因为就是我们大家呢，大多数人都说呢，我们都喜欢那个不要做假见证。你有没有？这神有没有从来对你撒过谎呢？
Isn't that exciting? God has never told you a lie. Has he ever spoken to you? Yes. Has he ever made a promise? Yes. Are any of his promises going to fail? No. Why? Because God does not. Bible says God cannot lie.
弟兄们，你们是不是应该感到非常的激动呢？因为神呢，他跟你有没跟你讲话？有。但是呢，他有没有跟你应许呢？有。那么神呢，他从来没有跟你就是说说过谎言。但是神跟你的应许呢，没有一个他不守的。那么说呢，就是圣经告诉我们说，神呢，他不能撒谎。
So that's good news about this. What's the bad news about this?
你的这个能说这是个好消息，那么坏消息是什么呢？
God cannot lie. God never breaks any of the laws, but you and I have broken all kinds of them many times.
所以神呢，他不能撒谎。神呢，他也不会就违背他的律法。但是你我呢，我们在所有的时候很多次都违背神的律法。
So God says, this is very important, but there's something else that's important.
所以呢，就是神说这个非常重要，但是还有一些其他东西也重要。
He said, "There's a lid that goes on this box."
这个箱子上有个盖子。
It's also gold.
同样是金子做的。
Now he says, "I want you to know what this lid is called."
他说呢，我想要你知道这个盖子的名字是什么。
It's called the mercy seat.
他这个名字叫施恩座。
Mercy seat, what's that mean?
施恩座或者怜悯座，它是什么意思呢？
Well, you know what mercy means, don't you?
你们知道施恩和怜悯什么意思，是不是吗？
Mercy says you've done something you shouldn't do, but God won't punish you for it if you believe him.
这个怜悯呢，是那你做了一些你不该做的事情、错事，但是呢，如果你相信他，他不会惩罚你的。
So I told you about the time, it's happened to me many times, but on one occasion, I did something that I shouldn't do.
因为我们以前呢告诉过你们，在很多情况下呢，我做了一些不该做的事。
And I realized I was in big trouble.
我意识到我要大麻烦了。
And I went to my mother, and I started to cry.
我找我妈妈哭。
And I said, Mommy, I'm sorry, I dropped those pots and they broke.
所以我说妈妈对不起那个花盆呢我掉在地上了已经摔碎了。
And she said, well, Harold, if you'd been careful, they wouldn't have broken.
所以他说 Harold, 如果你小心一点肯定不会摔碎的。
But instead of giving me a spanking, she probably gave me some ice cream.
但是他没有打我屁股但是呢有可能给了我一些冰淇淋吃。
And I said, thank you, mommy, you're very kind.
我说妈妈，感谢你，你非常的慈善。
Have you ever broken God's law?
你有没有违背过神的律法呢？
What does God say? He says, if you believe me, I can give you mercy.
神说呢，如果你相信我呢，我可以赐给你们怜悯。
And you remember, the Lord Jesus Christ died on the cross,to pay the penalty for your sin, and if you believe him, and if you receive him as your Savior, you can have mercy rather than punishment.
大家记得呢，你要记住，主耶稣基督呢，在十字架上呢，为你的罪而死呢，替你受了惩罚。那么说呢，如果你要相信他，接受他的话呢，神呢，会赐给你怜悯，而不是惩罚你。
And you'll remember that last week we learned that on top of the mercy seat were the two cherubim. This is one, that's another. Both facing one another, looking down on the mercy seat.
你们大家都记得呢，上个星期我们学到的呢，就是在这个盖子的上面两个基路伯。基路伯呢，他们两个是面对面的对着，然后呢，他们向下看着施恩座。
And the cherubim are God's great and most powerful angels.
基洛伯勒是神呢最大的最有能力的天使。
And in part they are there to ensure that the promises of God will be fulfilled. He's not going to let anybody get away, get in the way of those promises.
这里面呢就是说是实际上的部分原因是他们在这里呢是确保神的应许，他不会说是让任何人呢就是说是阻挡那个应许。
So these are the pictures of God. God says, I'm the God of justice, I'm the God of the law. You must obey me.
这个里面是神的一个画面，神说我是公义的神，我是法律的神，你们必须呢顺服我。
But I sent my son so that I could have mercy. If you believe in Jesus, then you don't need to be punished for the sin you commit.But you can have mercy. Jesus, God says, I am the God who is the God of the law, but I'm also the God of mercy.
这个里面的神说呢，我差下主耶稣，如果你相信他的话呢，我在这里呢，我可以跟你施怜悯，而不是受到惩罚。就是我尽管我是法律的神，但是我同样呢，我有怜悯。
And among other things, the cherubim show that God is a God of help.He will help you. He will send his angels to help you. If you trust him, even if you're a sinner, he'll show mercy and he will help you.
另外呢，基洛伯呢也是那样一个画面，就是说神呢他会帮助你。如果你相信主耶稣的话呢，你相信他呢，他会派那个天使来帮助你。如果你相信他，他会跟你施怜悯。
So, why the rods in the side?
为什么这两个杠子要在旁边呢?
Because God says, I'm going to go with you wherever you go. I want to go. I will go with you. I want you to go with me. And somehow, he's going to go with them. In the Bible, lovely stories of sometimes they went to battle and the Ark of God went with them and the Lord gave them great victory in that battle.
所以神说呢就是说我要与你们同在，不管你们走到哪里呢，我也要去哪里，所以你们要把这个抬着走，我要你们无论走到哪里呢就要跟从我，我会与你们同在。有时候呢在后面我们有很多这些伟大的故事，在他们打仗的时候呢，他们抬着约柜，他们取得了极大的胜利。
Now this is the same model as that, only a little bit larger, and same lid and so on. The only problem is somehow we lost the rods that go through that. If they're here in the chapel somewhere, if you find them, put them with this, because they really should have the rods with it.
所以这个里面呢，这个模型呢，跟刚才那个模型是类似的一个模型，只是比它稍微大一点。问题是呢，两个杠子我们失去了。但是那个，我觉得呢，可能在教堂的某个地方，如果你找到的那两个杠子呢，请你把它放回到这个约柜上。
Do you think that's all important?
你认为这个有多重要呢？
And the answer is yes.
当然了。
Do you understand it fully?
你完全理解吗？
And the answer is no.
答案是不理解。
Why?
为什么?
Because it's a picture of God.
因为这是神的一个画面。
And the farther you go, the more you'll know about God, but you'll never know everything about God.
对，那你走得越远呢，你了解神越多，但是你永远不能完全了解神。
And so you keep reading your Bible, you'll learn a little more, a little more, a little more, a little more. And you'll learn what about God, you'll learn about the table of showbread, you'll learn about the other things, slowly, slowly, slowly. But the most important thing to know is, God is there. All that's there is real. And you and I are responsible for what God has done, even if we don't understand it all.
这个里面就是当你读圣经的时候呢，你一点一点的你更理解关于神，但是呢你其实随着神了解的越来越多，你读圣经越多就越了解，那么说呢你要知道神是真实的，他是非常重要的，你神说的一切的话你都要顺服，就算你不理解也要。
Can you imagine anybody so foolish as saying, I will believe God when I fully understand him?
你可以想象一下有个人呢如此的愚蠢，他说当我完完全全的理解神了，我再相信他。
It's going to take you a long time to fully understand God.
所以呢，要花很长时间，你才能完全理解神。
Do you know what a little girl does when she says, "I can't fully understand, mommy"?
所以你用一个小女孩呢，她说呢，我不还不完全理解妈妈的时候，她做什么吗
？She says, "When supper, mommy."
她说呢，妈妈什么时候吃晚餐
？She says, "I can't understand anything, but I'm hungry and I want to eat now."
她说呢，我不理解一切，但是呢，我想吃饭，我现在呢非常饿了。
And that's what you say to God.
你对神说的。
You say, God, I don't understand anything, but I sure understand this. The last time you fed me, it was great. I want more good food. Keep feeding me, please.
所以你说那神，那我不完全了解你，但是我知道那上一次呢，你喂养我的时候，那个食物呢非常的好吃，所以呢要一直继续的喂养我用这些美食。
So God is talking to Moses on the mountain, and he says, "You build the ark." You build the table of showbread, and Moses taking notes, saying, "I'll do that. I'll do that."
因为神在那个山上呢，跟摩西说呢，你呢，就是做一个陈设饼，做一个约柜。摩西呢，把他笔记本拿出来说，我会这样子做，我会这样子做。
There are lots he didn't understand, but he said, "I'm going to do what God wants me to do."
因为这里有很多东西他不理解，但是呢，他说我要照着神说的话去做。
All right, so Roy, we probably should take a look at that next.
Okay, 下一个呢，我们来给大家看一个画面。这个我先把这个图片给大家找出来。
Now you're getting something that Moses didn't get.
所以你们得到一些东西，摩西。
You're going to get a preview of what's to come. Moses didn't get that. He had to get it piece by piece. But anyway, here's the preview.
所以你们比摩西呢知道的多，你呢就是摩西呢，他没有一个预览，他是一点一点的去看。这里呢，你们大家有一个预览。
This is a picture of the tabernacle in the wilderness.
这个呢是在那个旷野里的帐幕。
And you can see this pillar of cloud in the back of it.
在这个会幕里呢，看到可以看见这个云柱。
And that is a pillar, indicating that God was in that tabernacle.
所以这个呢，就是是一个柱子呢，就是是指出了神在这个会幕里面。
And the showbread and the ark of this the ark of the covenant, they were at the back of this, the back of this, picture.
这个里面的刚才那个陈设饼的桌还有那个约柜呢是在这个会幕的这个后半部分。
Under those curtains at the back, if you were to go in there and you couldn't, but if you were to have gone in there, you would have found the Ark of the Covenant and the Table of Showbread that we've been talking about.
这个里面呢这里有个帘子，这个帘子呢如果呢你进去，如果你可以进去的话，你会看到呢我们刚才谈到的这个陈设饼桌和约柜。
This was a big tent. Around the outside is a fence made of linen cloth.
所以这个里面呢就是这是一个非常大的一个会幕，在这周围呢有这些木头做的这样的篱笆。
At the front is a gate.
所以在这下面呢是门。
And that's just four panels, three panels, I guess, three or four panels of linen cloth that was opened when people could go in.
这里呢有四到五个柱子，就是当打开的时候，人们呢可以进去。
And at the in the center, when you first go in, is the brazen altar, the altar where they burnt the sacrifice. You can see a picture of fire. Roy will show that for you.
这里面呢，你进去以后呢，这里
That's right. That's the brazen altar.
像燔祭的那个烧的那个架子，我可以把这个给大家看一下。
Yeah, that's what it looked like. Only that was really big.
你这个就是看起来是像的那个样子，但是呢，它比这个要大得多。
All right, so that was in the center of the children of Israel. That tabernacle was in the center. All the nation, All the people were encamped around about it, and it was the center of life when they were in the wilderness for 40 years.
所以说他们在那个旷野里40年的时候，这是他们整个以色列人的一个中心，也是他们的人生的一个中心。所有的其他的以色列人呢，都是在这个在会幕的四周围扎帐居住。
All right, all right. All of this just a bit of an introduction. I'm even going to say, if there's a question, I will try to answer it now, but I may not be able. Do anybody have a question to remove any confusion? And don't be afraid of confusion, because God is revealing himself, and he's a big God. You don't learn everything about him in the first 5 minutes.
因为你们就是说，我认为呢，讲到现在呢，就是说是都是一个介绍。那么说呢，到现在目前为止呢，大家呢有是肯定有什么样的问题，就是大家有问题呢，就提出来，我不一定能够回答你的问题。但是呢，就是说是我不想大家感到困惑。那么神是那个伟大的神，他想要你们知道所有的一切。如果你们有关于这方面的困惑呢，现在可以问出来。但是神呢，并没有指望你在头5分钟你就学会这一切。
Any question?
大家有没有问题呢？这个青色顶桌和这个阿克，它不是放在一块儿的。青色顶桌呢是放在里头还有个木，这个会幕里头还有个帘子，是不是？那青色顶桌呢是放在帘子前面，
对。
那阿克呢是放在那个帘子后面。
他们讲到那块去，因为这个现在里面还有制圣所，这个圣所，所以就是，就是showbread table，
yeah，
and ark of God covenant，
yes，
they are not in the same place， they are in different place in this sanctuary。
Well， I told you I didn't know all the answer， I'm not precisely sure。
So。
They're both in the tabernacle. Whether they're both in the same part of the tabernacle, the same room of the tabernacle, I'm not sure.
他告诉过你，他不是很能确定回答你的问题。但是他们都在会幕里，会幕里呢，在会幕的，是不是在同一个地方、同一个房间里面？他不很确定，他要查一下。
I'm not even sure how to find the answer for you. It's clear in scripture, but I can't put the finger on the precise location. It's either in the holy place or the most holy place.
所以呢，他说呢，他呢，就是知道他不是确定到底在哪个地方讲到的，或者说是在圣所，或者至圣所。
All right, so I'm not going to spend time on that. It's close.
因为他说我不会花时间在这上面，这个问题呢关闭了。
Any other question?
有任何其他问题吗？
Let's go back to Exodus chapter 27.
我们回到呢，就是出埃及记的第27。
No, 26. Exodus chapter 26.
26?
Exodus chapter 25, you're right.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
我们在那个第25章里面。
Okay, Exodus 25.
大家回到出埃及记25章。
Verse 31 says,
31节说,
You shall also make a lampstand of pure gold.
你要用金金做一个灯台。
Okay, so the lampstand is, it's a stand that has lamps on it. Sometimes it's called a candlestick, but the lamps were fueled by oil, not candle wax.
这里面呢，也是这个灯台呢，它其实是一个台子做灯的，但是呢，有些地方讲到的是蜡烛台，就是，但实际上呢，这个地方呢，它是上面是放油的，而不是放蜡烛的。
You shall also make a lampstand of pure gold, verse 31. The lampstand shall be of hammered work. Its shaft, its branches, its bowls, its ornamental knobs and flowers shall be of one piece.
这里面讲的就是你要用金金做一个灯台，灯台的杆儿和枝杈与网 球花都要连接一块儿垂出来。
So, you've got a lamp that is made of gold.
所以你有个灯台呢，就是它是用金子做的。
One piece of gold.
其中一个一块金子垂出来。
A talent of gold, weighing I don't know 50 maybe 100 pounds.
因为很多的金子，我不知道，可能有100到150磅的金子。
It says, six branches shall come out of the sides of it. Three branches of the lampstand out of one side, three branches of the lampstand out of the other side.
那这里32就是灯台两旁要插出六个枝子，这边三个，那边三个。
So Roy, can you show us a picture of that?
然后我来给大家看一下这个照片。
Very good. So this is one idea what it might look like. It's a seven-lamped stand. One lamp in the center, and on each side, three other lamps balancing each other.
这里面的意思是，这是一个就是类似的一个画，其中的一个画面。那么说，这个里面呢，就是是一共有七个灯台，其中呢一个呢，就是说是在中间，那么两边一边三个。
Verse 33, three bowls shall be made like diamond blossoms on one branch with an ornamental knob and a flower, and three bowls and three bowls made like almond blossoms on the other branch with an ornament, a knob and a flower. And so for the six branches, they come out of the lampstand.
这里面的意思是第33节说，这旁每枝上有三个碗，形状像杏花，有球有花。那旁的每枝上也有三个碗，形状像杏花，有球有花。从灯台插出来的六个枝子都是如此。
So some sort of elaborate topping to each of the six of the seven lamps.
因为就是说在那七个灯台上呢，都有一些那个像碗的东西。
And on the center lampstand itself, four bowls shall be made like almond blossoms, each with its ornamental knob and flower.
因为第34节呢，在中间那个上面的灯台上有四个碗，形状像杏花，有球有花。
And there shall be a knob under the first two branches of the same, a knob under the second two branches of the same, a knob under the third two branches of the same, according to the branch, six branches that extend from the lampstand.
这里面的第35节说，灯台每两个枝子以下有球与枝子连接一块，灯台出的六个枝子都是这样。
Their knobs and their branches shall be of one piece, all of it.Shall be one hammered piece of pure gold.
36节，球和枝子要连接一块儿，都是一块金金锤出来的。
Okay, do you want that job?
你想做这个工作吗？
Somebody hands you a block of gold.
因为有些人给你一块金子。
And a hammer.
给你个锤子。
And a couple of nails or something.And you just start hammering it, and hammering it, and hammering it, and hammering it. And how long is it going to take you to hammer a block of gold into something looking like that?
因为也许能给你一个锤子，还有什么呀，镯子，其他东西。你要一旦的锤，最后锤出来像这样的形状，要花多长时间呢？
Verse 37, you shall make seven lamps for it, and they shall arrange its lamps so that they give light in front of it.
37节说要做灯台的七个灯盏，他们要点这灯盏，使灯光对照。
And the wick trimmers and their trays shall be of pure gold.
灯台的蜡剪和蜡花盘也要金金的。
It shall be made of a talent of pure gold with all these utensils.
做灯台和这一切的器具都要用金金一他连得。
And see to it that you make them according to the pattern which was shown you on the mountain.
你要谨慎做这些物件，都要照着在山上指示你的样式。
So I'm not sure whether Moses was an artist or not.
我呢不确定的，那个就是说摩西是不是个艺术家。
But you're up on the mountain, you've been there for 40 days.
所以如果你在那个山上在那待了40天,
and God shows you this picture,
神呢把这个画面显示给你,
and he says, make sure you make it like that.
所以他说你确保你把它做成那个样子。
And Roy says, I can do that. And he reaches and he grabs his cell phone and takes a picture of it.
所以说呢,他可以做,他拿了,口袋里拿着手机,照了个相放在上面。
And Moses couldn't do that.
摩西呢,
he didn't have a camera on his cell phone.
因为摩西他办不到,他手上呢,没有一个手机上带着相机的。
But his job was to make it like that.
但他的工作呢,就是做出来像这个样子。
And so I think he probably spent a lot of time looking at the picture.
因为我相信呢,他呢,有可能就是花了大量的时间来看那个图片。
And he probably said, Lord, would you help me remember what it is it's supposed to be?
因为他有可能说,那主啊,求您呢帮我,就是记住这个到底是什么样子咯。
And then he said, if I've got a hammer and a tool to move the gold, it's going to take me a lot of hammering to make that.
但是如果有一个锤子,我拿个镯子呢,去敲这个,可能要花大量的时间才能敲成那个样子。
So what's the next question?
下一个问题是什么?
Why?
为什么?
We all want to know, why?
我们都想知道为什么。
All right. Now, in fact, this lampstand was going to be in the back of this tabernacle in the holiest of holies, and it's a place where God is, and people are to go in there, and to when they go in, when the high priest goes in, he's going to see the Ark of the Covenant, but there's got to be some light in there. And so this is the light that's going to be in that dark place where God is.
因为里面坦率地说呢,就是这个里面呢,就是放在那个至圣所里面。至圣所里当那个祭司,这个祭司他进去的时候呢,他呢,里面摆着那个约柜,或者说是那个陈设品的桌子的时候呢,他呢,里面呢,就是要有一点点亮光,要看得见。所以呢,在那个黑的地方的神住的那个地方呢,他有个灯台照亮。
So what's it all mean?
这个都是什么意思呢?
Do you remember the line in the New Testament where Jesus said, I am the light of the
world? 你们大家记得呢,就是说是在新约里主耶稣的时候是,我就是世界的光呢?
So that's supposed to be a picture of Jesus.
这里也应该是主耶稣基督的一个画面。
He is the light of the world. It's absolutely wonderful.
啊,是整个世界的光,这是绝对奇妙的。
Now without Jesus, God would be there, but we couldn't see him clearly.
因为如果没有主耶稣,那么说呢,神在那里,我们不能清楚地看见他。So
Jesus came in order that we would be able to see God clearly.
因为主耶稣的来呢,就是为了让我们能够就是清楚地看见神。But
way back, I'm not sure where the verse is, John chapter 15, 16, there's the verse that says, Jesus said, as long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world.
这里面呢,就是我们的约翰福音呢,我不确定15章还是16章里面讲到的。And
I guess it's not 16, it's probably back in 10.
当我在这个世界的时候呢,我就是这个世界的光。
Or 11, I'm getting old, 9 maybe. Don't hunt for it, I'm going to quote it for you. I'm sorry, I didn't look it up.
因为这个呢,可能在前面几章,大家不要去找,我会跟大家呢,去引用这一段经文,我抱歉呢,我没提前去预备。Okay,
it's actually John chapter 9, verse 5.
因为实际上呢,是约翰福音第9章的第5节。Jesus
said to them, as long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world.
所以主耶稣说呢,我在世上的时候是世上的光。
But later on he's going to say to them, as long as I'm in the world, I'll be the light of the world, but you are the light of the world.
因为稍后呢,他说呢,我在世上的时候呢,是世上的光,那么你们也会成为世上的光。
So if we wanted to know what God was like when we lived in the days of Jesus, we would look at Jesus.
因为如果我们想要知道神是什么样子的，在主耶稣基督那个年代呢，我们会去仰望主耶稣。
And if we want to know what God looked like, after Jesus had gone, we would look at the Christians because they were the light of the world.
当那主耶稣去到天堂以后呢，我们想要看神是什么样子呢？那我们要看基督徒们，因为基督徒们呢，他们是世上的光。
All right, now. Turn over to the book of Revelation, chapter 1.
现在要翻到启示录的第一章。
And Revelation 1, John is talking about having a vision from God.
因为启示录第一章呢，使徒约翰谈到关于看见神的异象。
And here we read verse 12. John says, I turned to see the voice that spoke with me, and having turned, I saw seven golden lampstands.
这个第十二节说呢，于是我转过身来，要看那与我说话的声音，即转过来就看见七个金灯台。
And verse 20. Ends with the sentence, the seven stars are the angels of the seven churches, and the seven lampstands which you saw are seven churches.
在第二十节内给出这样简单的，你所看见的，在我右手中的七星和七个金灯台的奥秘。那七星就是七个教会的天使，你所看见的七灯台就是七个教会。
All of which says then that the lampstand that we saw.In Exodus chapter 26 is a picture of Jesus and it is a picture of churches.
所以这些呢我们在出埃及第二十六章里看到的呢就是这个灯台呢是一个主耶稣基督和教会的画面。
So back to Exodus chapter 25.
所以你们回到出埃及记第二十五章。
And the picture now is of this lampstand that we saw a picture of.
这个画面的这个就是灯台这个画面，我们看到谁的画面了
？And Roy, if we can go back to that again, please.
因为我们再回来看看、这个。
Take a look at that picture again.
我们再来看这个画面。
Okay, so what do you notice about that picture? There are seven lamps going to be coming out of the, we can't see the flame, but they would come out of each of those seven tops.
这个你在这个画面里能看到什么呢？这里有七个灯台，七个灯台呢，有那个火焰，我们现在还看不到那个火焰，但是你会看到这七个灯台代表的是什么。
Do you note that all the seven tops look alike?
你看到有没有看到就是说是这个灯台的顶七个灯台顶都是看起来像什么样子
What are the seven churches of God supposed to look like?
所以呢就是说是神的七个教会应该就是看起来像什么样子
They're all supposed to look like Jesus.
他们所有的都应该看起来像耶稣。
Okay, so we're in a church at 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel.
Yeah, 好吧，我们现在第十六届福音教会。
And we take that picture and we say, what does this remind us of?
我们呢就是看看这个图片，我们说这个提醒我们应该像什么样子了。
And verse 40 says, see to it that you make them according to the pattern which was shown you on the mountain.
这个里面的就是verse 40, right?
Verse 40.
第四节说，你要谨慎做这些物件，都要照着在山上指示你的样式。这出埃及第二十五章第四十节。
Does that mean we can pretty much do whatever we want at 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel?
这个是不是意味着呢？我们在我们第十六届福音教会，我们想干什么就干什么呢
？We don't report to Christian headquarters in Toronto.
我们并不是说是像那个在。多伦多的那个总部的基督徒的总部负责。
We report to Jesus in heaven.
我们对主耶稣基督在天上主耶稣基督负责。
Can we pretty much do whatever we want here?
我们就是说，是不是我们在这里想干什么就可以干什么呢
？No，
不是的。
We've got to make it like God wants it。
我们要做成那像神想要的样子。
And we're to be like all the other churches that want to make it like God wants to make it。
我们要像其他的那些教会一样，他们呢也想要做成神想要他们的样子。
And I'm just amazed how many churches there are out there that basically say、we're independent, we can do it our way.
因为我感到非常的惊奇，是说在外面有多少教会，他们都说是我们是独立的，所以我们可以照着我们的方式做。
We are independent from man. We're not independent from God, and we must do it God's way.
因为我们呢就是不依靠人，但是我们必须要依靠神，我们必须呢就是照着神的方式去做。
So that's why we spend a lot of time trying to find out what God wants His church to be. We want to be like God's church.
这就是为什么我们花大量的时间去寻求，就是说神要他的教会是什么样子的，所以呢，我们要成为神想要的教会的那个样子。
And that's one reason why we come on Tuesday afternoon to study the Bible.
其中一个原因，为什么我们来到就是第十六届福音教会学习圣经。
We want to make sure we're doing it right.
我们要确保我们做正确的事。
All right, verse 20, chapter 26.
那就是二十六章。
It says, Moreover, you shall make the tabernacle with 10 curtains woven in a fine linen thread and blue and purple and scarlet yarn with artistic designs of cherubim, you shall weave them.
出埃及记第二十六章第一节说，此外你要用十副幔子做帐幕，这些幔子要用捻的细麻和蓝色、紫色、朱红色线制造，并用巧匠的工艺绣上基勒伯。
So the verse begins with the line, you shall make the tabernacle, and that means the tent. You shall make the tent.
这里面的意思是从这里开始说你要做个帐幕，这个帐幕的意思呢是帐篷。
All right, and you shall make the tent with curtains. Curtains really, I believe, to be the top covering of the tent.
因为里面他说你要用幔子，幔子呢，我相信呢，他是做他的那个帐篷的顶子。
You make them a fine linen thread, blue, purple, and scarlet.
要用幔子呢，要用捻的细麻和蓝色、紫色、朱红色的线织造。
With artistic designs of cherubim, you shall weave them.
这边用巧匠的工艺绣上基勒伯。
Okay, so if you were in this tabernacle, you would look up to the ceiling.
所以如果你在那个帐幕里面呢，你会仰慕看那个天花板。
And when you looked up, you would find that it was yarn woven, fine linen woven. It was blue and purple and scarlet, and there were pictures of cherubims there, all looking down on you.
因为如果你在看仰面看天花板的时候，你会看到那些用捻的细麻的蓝色、紫色、朱红色线制造呢，上面呢绣着基勒伯，基勒伯呢都从上面往下看着你。
So when I was younger, I used to have a tent, and I would go sometimes camping with my friends, and we'd get into the tent, and I'd look up.
因为在年轻的时候呢，我有个帐篷，帐篷里有时候呢，我和我的朋友们去露营，我在帐篷那睡的时候呢，我会看那个帐篷顶上。
And I'd see the inside of the tent.
我看到那个帐篷的内部。
Sometimes I'd see a hole.
所以有时候看到破了个洞。
And I hoped it wouldn't rain.
我就希望不要下雨。
And it wasn't very interesting at all.
所以呢，一点都没有意思。
I said, close your eyes, Harold, go to sleep.
眼睛闭上睡觉。
This is a totally different kind of a tent.
这是完全不同的一个帐篷。
The length of each curtain shall be 28 cubits, the width of each curtain 4 cubits. Every one of the curtains shall have the same measures. 5 curtains shall be coupled to one another, and the other 5 curtains shall be coupled to one another, and you shall make loops of blue yarn on the edge of the curtain on the selvage of one set. And likewise you shall do on the outer edge of the other curtain of the second set, 50 loops shall you make in the one curtain, and 50 loops shall you make on the edge of the curtain that is in the end of the second set, that the loops may be clasped one to another, and you shall make 50 claps of gold, and couple the curtains together with the clasp, so shall it, so that it be one tabernacle.
那个主道的第二节到第六节，第二节说呢，每副幔子要长二十八肘，宽四肘，幔子都要一样的尺寸，这五副幔子要腹部相连，那五副幔子也要腹部相连，在这相连的幔子，末副边上要做蓝色的环，在那相连的幔子末副边上也要，照样这样做，你要在这相连的幔子上做五十个环，在那相连的幔子上也做五十个环，都要两两相对，你又要做五十个金钩，用钩使幔子相连，这才成了一个帐幕。
Verse 7 says, you shall make curtains of goat's hair to be a tent over the tabernacle. You shall make 11 curtains. The length of each curtain shall be 30 cubits, the width of each curtain 4 cubits, and the 11 curtains shall have the same measurements.
因为刚才的七节第七节，您用山羊毛织一十一副幔子作为帐幕，做帐幕上的罩棚。每副幔子要长三十肘，宽四肘，十一副幔子都要一样的尺寸。你要把五副幔子连成一副，要把六副幔子连成一副。这第六副幔子要在帐幕的前面折上去。
Very good. So, verse 7 then, you shall make a curtain of goat's hair to be a tent over the tabernacle.
第七节说呢，你要用山羊毛织十一副幔子作为帐幕上的罩棚。
So the inside of the tabernacle ceiling was this beautiful blue and purple and scarlet, is that what it was? Yes. Those three colors with the cherubim, they're the inside, and outside of that was the goat's hair covering.
这里面呢，就是如果你在帐幕里面呢，你看见那个就是蓝色、紫色，还有猩红色的这样的，就是绣着基路伯的里面呢。但是说是你在看那个帐幕的外面呢，它有那个金子包裹着。So
the inner covering is for beauty, and the outer covering of goat's hair is for protection.
所以里面呢，就是帐幕里面呢是那个非常美的。那么说呢，在帐幕外面呢，用山羊毛织的呢，就是为了保护。All
right, verse 10 then. You shall make 50 loops on the edge of the curtain, that is outermost in one set, and 50 loops on the edge of the curtain of the second set. You shall make 50 bronze claps. Put the clasps into the loops, couple the tent together, that it may be one tent.
因为里面的第十节、第十一节说呢，你在这个相连的幔子的末副边上要做五十个环，在那相连的幔子末副边上也要做五十个环，也要做五十个铜钩，钩在环中，使罩棚连成一个。All
right, and verse 12, the remnant that remains of the curtains of the tent, the half curtain that remains shall hang over the back of the tabernacle to give protection there too.
因为第十二节说呢，帐篷的幔子所余，所余那垂下来的半副幔子要垂到帐幕的后头，这里也要保护。Okay,
the remnant that remains, verse 12 of the curtains of the tent, the half curtain that remains shall hang over the back of the tabernacle, and a cubit on one side of the, and a cubit on the other side of what remains of the length of the curtains of the tent shall hang over the sides of the tabernacle on this side and on that side to cover it.
因为里面第十二节说要垂到帐幕的后头，那么第十三节说呢，帐篷的幔子所余长的这边一轴，那边一轴，要垂到帐幕的两旁遮盖帐幕。So
this second layer then is a layer of extra protection, and it hangs over the sides and the back.
这个里面第二层的这个一层呢，也是为了保护，它们呢就是垂下来在旁边和后面。
And then verse 14 says, you shall make a covering of ram skins dyed red for the tent, and a covering of badger skins above that.
耶利米十四节说，你要用染红的公羊毛皮做罩棚的盖子，再用獾皮做一层顶盖。
So the question is, how many roofs were there over the tabernacle?
现在问题是呢，在那个做帐篷的里面有多少条规则呢？
Well, there's a beautiful inside layer, and then there's the goat's hair layer, and there's the ram skins dyed red layer, and there's the badger skins above that.
这里面呢，就是说是在里面呢有一层呢，就是说是那个就是用那个羊毛里面的用那个金线做的。那么说在外面呢有一山羊毛做的一层，在上面呢还有一层呢也是染红的公羊皮，在上外面呢有獾皮做一层那个保护的。
All of which provides wonderful protection against the elements.
所以呢，所有这些呢，提供呢给里面的那些东西呢，就是说一个非常的完美的保护。
But a picture of a marvelous protection against the elements that would be fighting against the Christian.
在这个里面呢，这样一个画面呢，就是说是这么多的层保护里面的那些远色的事呢，要保护基督徒不被攻击。
Somebody says, I couldn't become a Christian. If I were to become a Christian, something bad would happen to me. I don't know what it would be. Somebody could come in and do something. Maybe a storm could come.The calamities of life. I don't know what. How could I possibly survive as a Christian?
对，有人说呢，我想成为一个基督徒，但是呢，如果我们成为一个基督徒，那有些坏的事情会发生在我们身上。有些呢，我不知道到底是什么，但是就是人生的风暴啊，或者说人生的一些灾祸呢，都来到我身上。那么说呢，如果我成为一个基督徒的话，我怎么样去生存呢？
What do you think would happen to this tabernacle if it rained?
因为如果下雨的时候，这个帐篷会怎么样？
You got four roofs.
有四个屋顶。
If you only got one roof, like sometimes I have, and you get a break in the shingle, and the drops come in. Boom, boom, boom.
如果你有我那个帐篷呢，只有一层屋顶的话呢，在那个缝隙中间呢，裂开了，一下雨了就会嘣嘣嘣往下滴水。
But if I had three roofs above my roof, do you think the rain would come in?
因为我有三个屋顶的话，那么是因为那个雨会进来吗？
Among other things, it's a picture that our God is a God of protection. He will protect you.
除了其他事情以外呢，就是说我们的神呢是保护的神，他会保护你的。
Moses, are you getting the picture?
摩西，你知道你就。知道那个画面了吗？
Moses is, he's there on the mountain with God, and all of this stuff is coming in at him. He said, this is overwhelming. This is amazing. What are you doing, God?
因为摩西呢，他在山上呢，他坐在那里呢，所有的事情呢，都来了，一下把他给压倒了。他说啊，神呢，我该做什么呢？应该怎么做呢？
God says, Moses, for the rest of your time, the rest of time, I'm going to live with the people, and I'm going to live with them, and I'm going to protect them, and I want them to be able to look and see in the picture form that God is a God who cares for them and will protect them. I think it's beautiful.
因为神说呢，在稍后的那些日子里呢，我会跟你们住在一起，我要跟我的子民住在一起，我要去保护他。我想让你看见这样一个画面，这个画面你看看这个帐幕的这个画面，你看到这是怎样被保护的，所以我要保护你们，我是保护你们的神。
All right, so those are some of the pictures of the roof and the sides of the building. Verse 15 says, and for the tabernacle you shall make boards.Of acacia wood, standing upright.
这里面前面呢是讲到的，就是那个桧木呢，还有那些墙的一些事情。那么中的第十五节说呢，你要用皂荚木做帐幕的竖板。
How's this tent going to stand together?
这个就是说是帐篷怎么样站立得住
？Well, when I had my little tent, we used to have a pole.
你当我还有个小帐篷的时候，我们有个柱子。
And the pole would stick up to the roof.And we tie it down in the corners, and so everything was built, but the pole kept it together.
因为这个柱子呢，它在中间呢，然后其他事情呢都连接着它在一起。那么说那个这个柱子立着了以后呢，其他事情呢都会那个挂起来。
Verse 16, 10 cubits shall be the length of a board, and a cubit and a half shall be the width of each board.
意思就是说每块要长10肘，宽1肘半。
Two tenons or joining pins, two tenons shall be in each board for binding one to another. Thus you shall make for all the boards of the tabernacle.
就是就是每块必有两榫相对，帐幕一切的板都要照这样做。
So, verse 18, you shall make the boards for the tabernacle, 20 boards for the south side.
18节说这帐幕的南面要做板20块。
You shall make 40 sockets of silver under the 20 boards, two sockets under one board for its two tenons, two sockets under the other boards for its two tenons.
里面第十九节说呢，在这20块板底下要做40个带槽的银座，两槽接这块板的两榫，两槽接那块板的两榫。
Verse 20, and for the second side of the tabernacle, the north side, there shall be 20 boards.
第二节说呢，帐幕的第二面就是北面也要做板20块。
And there are 40 sockets of silver, two sockets under one board, two sockets under another board.
带槽的银座40个，这板底下有两槽，那板底下也有两槽。
For the far side of the tabernacle westward, you shall make 6 boards.
因为帐幕的四面要做6块。
And you shall make also 2 boards for the 2 back corners of the tabernacle.
所以帐幕后面的拐角要做板2块。
They shall be coupled together at the bottom, and they shall be coupled together at the top by 1 ring. Thus it shall be for both of them, they shall be for the 2 corners.
板的下面，下半板的下半截要双的，上半截要整的，直顶到第一个环子，两块都要这样做，两个拐角。
So how are the sides then of this tabernacle made? The boards are standing upright, and they're hooked one to another, and they're on the north side, the west side, the south side, and some on the east side as well.
这里面的这个帐幕它是什么样子的，他们要有那样的板子，它在这样竖起来，用榫呢连在一起放在槽里，然后呢南面有一点，东面有一点，西面有一点，可能在哪里北面有一点。
All right, so I'm not sure. We're reading verse 28 next. The middle bar shall pass through the midst of the boards from end to end.
We are on 25.
25, okay, I've skipped some, sorry. All right, 25. So shall there be 8 boards for their sockets of silver, 16 sockets, 2 sockets under one board, 2 sockets under another board, and you shall make bars of acacia wood, 5 for the boards of one side of the tabernacle, 5 bars for the boards on the other side of the tabernacle, 5 bars for the boards of the side of the tabernacle for the far side westward.
25节必有8块和16个带槽的银座，在板底下有两槽，在板底下也有两槽。你要用皂荚木做山，为帐幕这面的门做5山，为帐幕那面的门做5山，又为帐幕后面的板做5山，好做西面的2块板。
So if you're going to build it, you'd have to read it again.And again, and try to put it all together.
如果你要准备去建造这个帐篷的话呢，你必须一遍一遍的去读，这个太多的细节了。
28, the middle bar shall pass through the midst of the boards from end to end.
28节说，板腰间的中山要从这一头通到那一头。
So all these boards are standing one against another all the way along, and then there's a bar that runs this way.Through them to hold them all together.
所以呢，就是所有的这些板子呢，都在那里竖着，竖着，然后竖成一圈。那么每块板子之间呢，有一个山子把它们呢连在一起。
All right. So, verse 29. You shall overlay the boards with gold. Make their rings of gold as holders for the bars and overlay the bars with gold.
第二节就说呢，你板子要用金金包裹，又要做板上的金环套山，山也要用金子包裹。
And you shall raise up the tabernacle according to its pattern which were shown you on the mountain.
第三节说，你要照着在山上指示你的样式立起帐幕。
So Moses now is taking instructions. They are going to be building something that has never been seen nor built before.
因为摩西呢，现在得到了一些指示，他们呢准备要建造一个东西，就是说是以前从来没有建造过，他们也没看见过。
It's made of acacia wood, and acacia wood was a very strong, permanent, lasting wood, and it was very, very heavy.
所以呢，它是用皂荚木所做的。皂荚木呢是有些东西呢，它呢非常非常的就是强，而且呢它可以持续的时间很长。And
it was all overlaid with gold.
它非常重，所有都用金子包着。You've
never seen anything like it.
你从来没看过像这样的事情。It's
just a tent in the middle of the wilderness. And yet it's absolutely beautiful.
就是这个帐幕在那旷野的中间呢，是极美的。
And all the boards are one, two, three against another, and then the bars running through it. Why is that?
因为所有的那个板子呢，都竖在那里，中间呢有环，然后那些山子呢，都是连在一起。为什么要这样呢？
Because it's going to have to move. The people are moving, and the tabernacle is going to move with them. So that's why it's not a permanent building, it's a tent, and the only reason you need a tent is because you've got to move from here to there.
比如说里面因为他们要抬着走，就像那个音乐柜，他要抬着走，抬着走说那个帐幕呢也要抬着走，所以这个不是一个固定的一个建筑，是一个就是说是移动的，就是你走到哪里搬到哪里。如果你呢有那个帐篷的唯一的理由是你要到处搬。
So you need a few men to carry the covenant, the Ark of the Covenant. You need a few men to carry these boards.
所以你需要几个人呢，抬衣柜。你同样呢，也要一些人呢，抬那些板子。
Verse 16, 10 cubits shall be the length of the board, and 1.5 cubits the width of the board.
第十一节说呢，每块要长10轴，宽1.5轴。
10 cubits would be 15 feet long.
所以呢，10轴呢大概有15英尺长。
1.5 cubits would be 18 inches wide.
所以呢，1.5轴呢大概有8英寸宽。
Okay, and it's completely covered with gold.
所以呢，完全被金包裹着。
Okay, any of you want to volunteer to pick it up and carry it across town?
因为如果你呢自愿把那个东西呢搬着从市里走过去，你举手。
That's heavy stuff.
这个太重了。The
children of Israel were to march from here to there, to here, to there, to here, to there. Was their marching easy?
因为那有以色列孩子们在旷野里呢，他们要从这里走到那里，那里走到这里，那个走，他们那个行走很容易吗？
Not really, no.
并不是容易。
And some people were designated, the Levites were designated, their job was to carry all this stuff.
有些人必须安排了抬那些东西，所以利未人呢，他们是被安排抬这些东西的。
So they had to carry their own material when they traveled, but they had to carry God's provision as well. They carried the temple. They carried the tabernacle and all its fixtures, and it was a big job, but it was absolutely amazing.
因为他们要抬自己走的时候，他们要带上自己的东西。但是呢，他们同样呢，就是说要抬那个神的供应，他们要抬那个就是帐幕的一切东西，还有里面那些家具。那么说这个来说呢，就是不是一个容易的工作，但是呢，却是非常的奇妙的。
And you can imagine what the people who were living around them thought when this tabernacle comes into town.
所以呢,你可以想象一下,他们周围那些人看到那个,就是说是那个帐幕来到他们的城市里。
It was a big, wonderful deal.
是一个大的事情,
All right, we haven't gone into very much detail on this. God is saying to his people, I want to live with you.
因为里面呢,我们还没有学到更多的细节在这里面,但是呢,对他的子民说呢,我要与你们同住。
And so he sets up these conditions, which are very impressive.
所以呢,就是他呢,就是设立的这些东西呢,令人印象非常的深刻。
And God says, I want to live with you Christians today, and I've given you this book. It's very impressive.
所以这个里面呢,就是说是神说呢,我要与你们基督徒住在一起,所以呢,我赐给你们这本圣经,这是非常令我们印象深刻的。
And we say, Lord, would you help me? I want to build my life. I want to build my church in the way that you showed Moses in the mount. I want to make sure that I'm living my life right so that other people will see, so that everything will work together properly.
因为说呢神呐求您呢帮助我们我要把我的人生我的教会活出一个样子就像在旷野里呢您呢告诉摩西去做的那样的事我要去做过出一个正当的人生或者正当的一个基督徒的人生所以我周围的人呢都能够看见
Okay, two quick things. Number one, do you think that this would have been impressive to see?
这个就是说是两个事情。如果一个呢，就是说你认为呢这个事情呢，是如果你看见了，会你令你终身难忘吗？
And I think the answer is yes. All the children of Israel would have said wow when they saw it, and everybody else would say wow too.
因为我认为是这样的,所有的以色列人他们看到以后呢,所有其他人生的人看到以后都是哇,看看我们看到什么东西。
What do you think would have happened if they were putting that temple together, or tabernacle together, and one of the boards was missing?
因为如果他们把那个帐幕立在那里说,其中呢,缺了一块板子会怎么样?
And somebody says, where's that other board?
有人说那块板子去哪里了?
And one of the Levites said, well, we were tired, so we didn't bother coming today.
其中一个立位说呢,我们太累了,所以今天我们不来了。
And somebody else would say, what if it rains? Well, I don't think it's going to rain.
其中一个说,那下雨怎么办?他说,我不认为要下雨了。
All this is beautiful when it works.
所以呢,就是,所有这些都非常的美,当他有工作的时候。
And all this is confusion and emptiness when some people say, I don't have to do my job, you know. I can do whatever I want.
所有这些都很困惑或者说是空荡的。如果有些人说呢,我不想做我的工作,我不想去负起我要负的那些责任,我想要做我想要做的事情。
It's all designed to make sure that we don't do what we want, but we've got to do what God wants.
所以这些设计呢,都是说呢,确保我们不要去做我们想要的,我们想要去做神想要的。
All right, well that's our story for today. Carrying on next week, let's pray.
所以这是我们今天的故事呢,就是我们会继续下个星期我们来祷告。
Lord, it's true, your ways are bigger than our ways.
主啊,您的道是高过我们的道。
And often we don't even understand your ways.
所以通常呢,我们理解不了您的道。
But that doesn't really matter, Lord. What does matter is that we acknowledge that you're God. And when you speak with authority. And for us to say no would be the height of folly.
主啊,我们就是说这个都不重要,这个都不重要,重要的是呢,就是您是神,您是神的,您呢带着那个就是说是权柄说话,如果我们不照着您说的话去做呢,我们都是极其愚蠢的。
So help us, Lord. Our prayer would be that each of us would say, Lord, I want you to make me according to the pattern that was shown in the mount. I want to be like Jesus.
就是所有的一切呢，对我们重要的就是我想要您把我成为做成您想要的那个样子，我想要像主耶稣。
We give thanks now in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, asking you for blessing.
所以我们现在感恩是奉主耶稣基督的名，那祈求您赐福给我们。
Amen.
Amen.